With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump campaigned in the battleground state of Georgia Monday, promising supporters he will bring back the American dream.
Your vote in this election, could you imagine 7 days? We will end inflation, we will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country, and we will bring back the American dream. We're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon set to be released from prison today. He'll have served his 4-month prison term on 2 counts of contempt of Congress for failing to comply with the Democrats' subpoena. He's already scheduled a press conference, which will take place just hours after his scheduled release. Also at SRNnews.com, Georgia is one of several states of particular importance this coming November 5th. Political science professor Jenna Bednar, University of Michigan, says the state is divided fairly evenly between those who lean Democrat and those who lean Republican.
We are truly a 50-50 state, and it's a 50-50 in terms of Democrats and Republicans, but then even within those two parties, they're totally fragmented.
2 ballot drop box fires in Portland, Oregon area under investigation. Portland police say an incendiary device was placed inside a ballot box, damaging 3 ballots. And about 15 miles away in Vancouver, Washington, officers found a suspicious device that was burning next to a drop box. Clark County election officials say the incident damaged hundreds of ballots. Democrats have fought Republican efforts to place security cameras near ballot boxes. Attorneys for Brian Koberger have filed motions to remove the death penalty as an option if he's found guilty of the murder-stabbing deaths of 4 University of Idaho students in 2022. This is SRN News. A major study on transgenderism is being squashed.
It was funded by the National Institutes of Health to the tune of $10 million and looked at how giving children puberty blockers to help them live as the opposite sex affected their mental health. But head researcher Dr. Joanna Olson Kennedy tells the New York Times she will not release the findings because they indicate that the drugs did not help the kids and says the results would be, quote, weaponized by critics of transgenderism. Dr. Olson Kennedy is a leading trans advocate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Analysts are hesitant to predict what will happen in South Dakota on Election Day. It's one of the 10 states that put ballot measures related to abortion before voters. It's also one of 14 states that banned abortion at every stage of pregnancy after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. South Dakota is reliably Republican in presidential elections. The last Democrat president there to win was Lyndon B. Johnson. This is SRN News. Stocks are back up near record highs.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street as gains for big tech made up for declines in energy companies. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Monday. The market's main index is coming off its first losing week in the last 7. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 273 points. It's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Apple and other big tech stocks rose ahead of releasing their profit reports later this week. Oil prices fell more than 6%. That came after an Israeli retaliation against Iran for an earlier missile attack proved to be more restrained than some investors had feared. Seth Sutel, New York.
Iran says it will use all the tools at its disposal to respond to Israeli attacks on military targets in the country over the weekend. Israel carried out airstrikes on a number of missile factories and other sites in Iran. Retaliation for an October 1st missile attack on the Jewish state. More details at SRNnews.com.